Welcome to the Transform Your Mind Radio Hour and Podcast, a show about transformation, mindset transformation. This is Life Coach Marnie Young, and in my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, I share my journey of being born in poverty in Guyana to have an abundance in America. And I did it by changing my mindset. Let's go do it. Each week, I bring you guests or one-on-one coaching sessions to help you change your mindset and transform your life. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. I'm your host, Life Coach Marnie Young. And sitting in the guest chair today is Brianna Collette. She is a personal coach, and we are going to be talking today on the topic Relationship Reset, Spiritual Therapy for Couples. So I know you want to stay tuned for this because we're going to have some really great information on soulmates and couples and therapy and, trauma from your past, how it affects your current relationships. And so it's going to be a very good conversation today. So stay tuned until the end. Welcome, Brianna.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. All right. So let me, I've just set you up with all that. So let me just give you a brief bio on Brianna. Brianna is an intuitive relationship healer and soulmate medium who helps guide her clients to connect with their inner self in order to focus more on a higher sense of self-love as a means to grow stronger connections and relationships, thus ultimately leading them to finding and experiencing the most preeminent of bonds, soulmate love. She is NLP certified, a Karuma Reiki master, and a certified sound healer practitioner who really has a way of connecting with people. Examining her clients' old belief systems allows Brianna to focus on any client's possible wounds from childhood, inherited family dynamics, or fear surrounding vulnerability. Once Brianna examines their past, she helps her clients make peace with old wounds and break free from any self-sabotaging toxic patterns, guiding them in how to release fear and create the right connections for a higher frequency of love. I told you we're bringing it today. This is great stuff, great information. All right. So share your journey with us, Brianna, to becoming an intuitive relationship healer and soulmate medium, because I find those two things fascinating.
Yes. I mean, listen, thank you for that beautiful introduction, by the way. Like, of course, I live in this work every day, and to hear someone else put it so beautifully and poetically into such a fabulous intro was like very humbling. I'm like, that's exactly what I do. So thank you. That was great. Well, as you can imagine, I was not always in this work like most people, like most of my clients. I wasn't given this template. I wasn't given this handbook for having a really healthy, dynamic relationship. I had to go through the bumps and the bruises and the mistakes and really try to heal myself. And how this process for me even really stepping into wholeheartedly and making this a full-time business and something that is a passion of mine. I have a really interesting story, as most people do who kind of step into the healing intuitive work, as you'll find, I'm sure, interviewing a lot of people. But for me, I witnessed a really violent murder. It was a murder of a family. They were my next door neighbors. And I say I was there at the right place, the right time, because I was able to save some people's lives that night. Wow. And it was one of those things that you can't prepare for. You comes out of left field, and there's no, you can't, like I said, you can't expect it in any way possible. It's one of those things that is a life-altering event and changes who you are as a person. As you can imagine, after witnessing something like that, I struggled with PTSD. I struggled with depression, suicidal thoughts. That experience really tested all of my coping mechanisms, right? All the places that, you know, like my occasional meditation here, or, you know, taking a vacation to try to relieve the stress, or even, you know, going out for the girl with the girlfriends for some dinner and drinks. Those types of things no longer worked for me anymore. And so as I felt my mental health starting to degrade, I started to feel like I was slipping, is the best way I can kind of describe when your mental health, like, you don't know that it's happening. You just feel this disconnection slowly sliding. And it's pretty scary. And so I realized, all right, I'm one of those people, like, I'm a fighter. I don't give up. I said, I have to do something about this. I have to dig deep and get to the root of why am I, you know, what is this about? And so through that process, I did a lot of traditional Western version of therapy. But then I also felt this need to really heal in a really deep kind of emotional way, which is what led me into all these different modalities that I now am certified in and now offer to other people, because I immediately felt the shift within of how I started to not just only have a logical understanding of why things were happening or how things from my past were affecting me presently. I started to really embody that change, and I started to feel better. And so through that process of healing myself, of course, as you can imagine, the things that used to hold an attraction for me, my old business that I had, the old life that I had, I felt a calling into this kind of work. And, you know, I surrendered into it and have been guided and led to help others to heal themselves and to really get to a place of inner peace and contentment and connection with in relationships.
That's awesome. So I guess that takes me down the path of the Karuma Reiki master, which is healing. Now, how did you stumble onto that? You said you went to Western therapies. Did you actually have a session with that and loved it, or you just graduated towards that?
Yeah. So when I was in my rock bottom, I was grasping at anything, right? I was like, if someone suggested it, I was like, sure, I'll try acupuncture. Okay. Sure, I'll try EMDR. Like, I was really willing and open to go on that journey. And I knew somebody who practiced Reiki, and I had sessions with her. And of course, it was a different kind of healing that I had experienced. I mean, I've been going to therapy, traditional talk therapy, since I was 9 years old, right? Okay. So I was looking for something a little bit different. And I really had a really powerful aha moment with a lot of my memories and a lot of my trauma and a lot of the things that I've been holding on to for a really long time. This really helped me to break through. And so, of course, I was like, when I healed myself and was in a good place, I was like, I have to learn how to do this. Like, I want to share this with people.
Well, it's very interesting that we always have to have personal experience. Not always. Sometimes you read it in a book, but a lot of times we go into a career based on how someone has, has helped us. I know that, you know, almost 50% of my life coaching clients want to become a life coach because they, you know, they love that. And they, you know, they love what I did for them, and they also want to help people. So they went into that. And my very last interview was a lady who became a dietitian because, you know, she gained 50 pounds and she went to dietitian and didn't like that. So it's always great when we have the personal experience of something working for us, and then we go and study it more so we can help other people. Let's talk about what is professional today. On LinkedIn, important conversations are happening around what it means to be a professional. As the host of the Transform Your Mind podcast, being professional means to me being respectful of my guests and their time. Right now, LinkedIn members are talking about things like needing more flexibility around where we work, how we work, and even taking time away from work to focus on family or mental health. Because those things should not stunt our career development and growth. Instead, they should enhance it as we show up on our own terms. Members are even putting what's most important to them into their job titles with things like podcast, host, /activist, /mom. I know I'm going to update my job title to say podcast host, /life coach, /realtor, /wife, /mom. Professionals is earth to divine, and our authentic self is our professional self. So if your LinkedIn doesn't reflect who you are, update your job title. Go ahead, post your truth. Show the world the authentic professional you. And join the conversations redefining professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn welcomes professionals. Being Black is traumatic enough. Walk a painful mile in our agony shoes. It's an untraditional new style of poetry. The book's theme is based on being Black in America. Each poem will put you in the shoes of Blackness as we walk, march, and run through this pernicious society. With over 40 poems and pictures depicting Black love, Black unity, Black creativity, Black self-hate, Black struggle, discrimination, and mental illness, and other more personal poems. This book was very emotional for the author to write, because each poem is tied to the emotions felt during and after the Black Lives Matter protest. Some examples of poems: Magnificent You, acknowledging and appreciating the Black woman. Black Man is an acknowledgement of Black men's worth and the need to unite and stop killing one another. Pick up your copy of Being Black is Traumatic Enough, Walk a Painful Mile in Our Agony Shoes, now available on Amazon. Have you heard of Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency, but not sure how people are making fortunes in it? Would you like to watch your money grow on a daily basis without learning how to trade, deal with pyramids, Ponzi's, and websites that will shut you down and scam you out of all your money? Then visit www.thecryptoking.net. This is a community of people who are dedicated to help you build wealth in crypto, answer all your questions, show you what to look for with crypto scams, and start you in setting up what you need to grow your money daily. Visit www.thecryptoking.net to financially change your life. Join our Facebook group via the invite link on the website, or call Bitcoin Brandon at 202-763-1545. That website again is thecryptoking.net. So, but how did the soulmate medium come about? Because I'm thinking, okay, now before we go on to that, explain to our listeners what exactly is Reiki. So I'm jumping ahead of myself.
Yeah, right. Of course, no problem. So Reiki is a Japanese, it's from, you know, Japan originally in our lifetime. Or in the modern world, excuse me. It's a holistic practice of connecting into your chakras and using energy work. It's energy healing, right? And mm-hmm. a lot of people who are familiar with like depression, right? We always say like depression hurts. There's obviously a physical manifestation in the body of when our emotions cause us pain, right? We've all felt anxiety, those knots in our stomach, or fear in our chest where we can't breathe, or, you know, mm-hmm. so there's a physical, physiological response to emotional pain. We know that. And so what Reiki does is it's a way of connecting into the emotional connection within the body, each of our chakras, and throughout our entire physical body, hold on to memories. They hold on to experiences. We hold it in our bodies. And so what Reiki helps us to do is get r kind of move that negative power of these emotions that are painful and help us to release them. And like that's oftentimes the work that people experience, or my clients who it's, and I know it's kind of an abstract comment or an abstract idea, but the physical reality of having Reiki done on you is you really feel lighter afterwards. It's not weighing on you so heavy. Or oftentimes when I have clients, we'll start, okay, let's connect into an issue or a block in your life. What's coming up that's weighing heavily on your mind? And let's really dive in. Let's go look at it. Let's start to understand that these emotions are information, and let's start to unwrap it and really like meet it where it's at. And then after the session, after the healing happens, they're like, it seems farther away. I can't quite grasp it. I feel a lot lighter. And so that is kind of like the physical experience that someone might have with Reiki without getting into like the, you know, the nitty-gritty like educational background that a master would have.
That makes sense to me. Now, I know it's really interesting that almost every client that I'm talking, not client, because you're not my client, every guest that I'm talking to in this show brings up the chakras. It's obviously very powerful and touches a lot of genres and a lot of different things. But I do chakra meditations myself, so I'm very aware of the chakras. But one of the things that most stands out to me when I learn about the chakra system is that they're saying that if you've got a blockage in your chakra, that's where disease starts. So when you do the Reiki healing, do you kind of like unblock that, or are you just dealing with the emotions? Because I'm not even sure if it's, yeah, what's the difference really? Because
Well,
one is, yeah, right, go
they're
ahead.
all connected.
Okay.
And if you think about it, right, from a scientific standpoint, we're cells that are vibrating, right? We're all just energy bouncing around. And when you feel at peace, you kind of feel like this really grounded, really in alignment. When you feel stressed or worried about something, you kind of feel off, right? You feel like unbalanced. You don't feel like you're the highest version of yourself. When we have energetic blockages in certain chakras, right? Your root chakra usually deals with safety, having fear, feeling a really strong foundation. Your identity or can it shows up in your solar plexus, right? Creativity. So each chakra kind of has a different pinpoints or different foundational basis for our ability as humans to kind of show up in this really like aligned way. And when we do have a blockage in one of those chakras, it usually is related to something on an emotional level because we are emotional human beings that have that need for connection. And so usually, yes, you can relate back a blockage to an emotional issue that's happening in the li in your life.
Got you. So it starts as emotional, you block, and then disease follows. That's the
Exactly.
train, right? Okay, so that's pretty good. All right, so I understand that. I had a few interviews on the show about Reiki, and of course, almost all my guests talk about the chakra systems. All right, so we understand that, and we understand basically how you can help somebody. Since we're here right now, let's stay here for a minute. But also, one of the things that you do is that you help, you said you help your clients go through their old belief system. So I'm understanding that your old belief system could be what's blocking you in relationships and how you relate to other people, because you've got these past traumas, just like you had PTSD that someone got stuck. And that shows up in our relationship. So you have migrated your specialty to, you call it a soulmate medium, which is what I love. But also what you're doing is you're helping people heal from their childhood wounds that are actually physically manifesting in their bodies, right? So let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, definitely. So to kind of back up when you were saying, which is an obvious like question, like, well, how did a murder, right, move you over into being a soulmate medium? Like, help me follow the path of logic, right? So for me, that experience was a catalyst to really start looking at how I was showing up in my own life. And for me, a lot of the things that were causing me so much pain and so much fear were relationships. I had a very tumultuous childhood, like most people, right? Like, none of us have perfect parents. Like, they do the best that they can, but at the end of the day, like, we are a byproduct of people trying to do their best. And sometimes they miss the mark, you know? But for me personally, I was really searching all the time for love, and I was really putting myself in unhealthy relationships. When the murder happened, I was, a few weeks later, dumped by my then boyfriend. I was like, you know, because I was having a really hard go of it. And clearly that was not my person to walk me through the dark night of the soul, so to speak. But it started to open up all of the ways in which I really wasn't loving myself, that I was searching for completion. I was searching for solace or love and happiness everywhere else outside of myself. And through that process of healing, I started to realize, wow, like, you know, what is it that I need to look at within myself? And now where I'm at today, in hindsight, and how I'm in this kind of work, is that was something particular for me, for my soul, that I needed to learn how to heal from. And it was something that I was desiring to experience. And now that I have, you know, always from a healer standpoint, we heal from the scar, not from the wound, right? Mm-hmm. I was able to heal myself and transmute the trauma and step into this place of like, oh, so this is what it takes to get here. This is what I needed to heal to be able to experience this. And I just felt really passionate that, like, I wish that someone had explained this to me or shown me how to heal this, because I spent so many broken hearts, so much energy, so much time trying to figure it out. And so that's what really called me into this kind of work, because I'm like, wow, with these certain tools and with my passion and with this innate gift that I have to be able to intuitively connect with people, which we'll go into later. Mm-hmm. It felt really, really aligned, and it really lit me up, because I was like, I want everybody to experience this kind of love that I have healed myself so that I can be able to receive it.
Are you an aspiring herbalist or seasoned herbalist and want to become more confident when making herbal remedies? Then check out Herbalism in a Weekend. We are dedicated to teaching you everything you need to know about herbal remedies, walking with you every step of the way. We offer a digital live action oriented program where you'll learn how to make herbal medicine, where to purchase herbs, how to store herbs, intro to energetics of herbs, developing your relationship with plants, herbal remedy recipes, and much more. Receive a downloadable herbal materia medica to use during your time working through the program. Herbalism in a Weekend is the answer your ancestors have been calling you home to. Start your herbalism journey and build your confidence in herbalism by signing in today at www.herbalisminaweekend.com. That's herbalisminaweekend.com.
Need money? We offer easy approval business loans. Could your business use 100K or maybe 250K? Are you a commercial or real estate investor, or just need working capital, purchase equipment, own a barber shop, or maybe a restaurant? We make accessing money easy. When your bank says no, we say yes. You need money? Contact A1 Financial Enterprise, 1-800-788-2322, www.a1financial.biz, funding at a1financial.biz.
Your potential is Archetype's passion. As we get older and our bodies start reminding us that we're not getting any younger, we start to lose that spark that allows us to stay energized. If pain, anxiety, or lack of sleep are holding you back from doing the things you love, Archetype's CBD products can help. Archetype's offer high potency, bioavailable, all natural CBD products. To learn how CBD works on your body, try Archetype's CBD Starter Kit, which includes one bottle of our entry-level CBD oil, which is 250 milligrams, and one tub of our best-selling CBD-enriched skin cream, 500 milligrams, and start living to your highest potential. Head over to Archetype Life and use coupon code FCOVID to start receiving 20% off your CBD purchase. That website again is www.archetype.life. All right. So that follows why you went into the soulmate medium thing. But what I was talking about is still connecting the chakras, where, you know, we have past wounds. I love your statement. We heal from the scars and not the wounds. That's, you know, a tweetable moment, a tweetable text. I love that. So you help them to unblock their chakra system by moving the energy away. And once when they move the energy away, they feel, I'm ad-libbing, move the energy away, they feel lighter, and then they can go on to have healthy relationships. Is that the path?
Yeah, well, think about it, right? It's like we have the ability to create whatever it is that we want in life. But unfortunately, a lot of our blocks are limitations that we perceive. And for me, my work is about, you know, what are the templates that you received in childhood? What was normalized for you in relationships? Did you grow up in a household where yelling at each other was something that was just normal, right? Or did you grow up in a household where being emotionally distant was something that was just, you know, status quo? Did you grow up in a home as a child where you took on the responsibility of worrying about everybody else except for yourself because there was chaos, you know? So these types of foundational experiences when we are young shape our belief systems about the kind of relationships that we're having into adulthood. And for me, and in my personal experience and experience with so many clients, when we can heal and unlock the things that are maybe not so healthy or are limiting us and our belief systems, our behaviors, we can unlock and heal and relearn, oh, this is actually the better way to show up. Oh, this is actually what's healthier for me. These are the types of partners that actually give me what I'm looking for versus recreating the same, like, you know, what is the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again. This is how we change the dynamics of our life and our relationship.
Yes. Okay, yeah. I got it. All right, so now this is my question that I wanted to ask. Soulmate medium, what is the definition of a soulmate medium?
Well, for me, a lot of people aren't familiar with what the term medium means. Oftentimes what people perceive when they hear the word medium, they think psychic.
Yeah,
that is not completely different. Psychics and mediums are not the same thing. A medium.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah. A medium is somebody who is a channel. I have the ability and have learned how we all have intuition, right? We all have that kind of like inner knowingness. That's called clairsentient, where you can feel things, right? And that's what intuition is. So obviously a medium can feel things and experience things on various levels, whether you can like hear, you can receive messages. For me personally, the way that I work with clients when I say soulmate medium is I can help to intuitively connect into what you're feeling And I can help people to see the blind spots. Sometimes we insulate ourselves from the truth. Sometimes we might be in denial about things. Sometimes there's a cognitive, right? We've isolated ourselves because it's too painful to deal with. The brain is really intelligent that way. It compartmentalizes things and we can't even see ourselves clearly. So what I say is, in terms of a soulmate medium, I can intuitively tap into what is really going on underneath the surface that we need to heal, we need to connect into, to elevate and upgrade out of, so that you can experience this higher frequency, this higher soulmate energy of love. And I do a lot of work explaining to people what even a soulmate is, but ultimately, being able to connect into getting people out of behaviors that are they're settling, or they are caught in patterns of dysfunction, which is the antithesis of what a soulmate is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm listening very intently. So what I got out of that is that so someone comes to you, they're broken. Because of, you know, maybe past trauma, past relationships, you're able to intuitively help them to see their to see what the dysfunction is. And then once they are operating, let's say full throttle, for a different word, then they will be able to attract their soulmate. Is that how
yes.
we're-
Okay. Yeah. So this is kind of how okay. I explain like relationship okay. dynamics, right? Oftentimes mm-hmm. with clients, I see a lot of my unhealed broken parts are attracted to your unhealed yes. broken parts.
Yes.
And that's where we get a lot of trauma bonding happens. Happening, right? Okay. We mm-hmm. attract what we are.
Yep. Yep.
And so I help clients, okay, let's leave behind that old version of where we're playing right. small, where we're accepting less than we deserve, where we are making excuses for other people's bad behavior, unhealthy relationship dynamics. Let's upgrade out of that. Let's start operating in this place of like integrity with how you treat yourself, self-respect, self-love, because everything comes from within us, right? So right. if you're able to feel really aligned with yourself, know you what you deserve, know what you should be receiving, you're going to attract someone who's also done that kind of work.
Yeah.
And they're going to, you guys are going to be operating at the same frequency, because you're like, oh yeah, I want to be able to trust somebody too. And I've worked through my own trauma. I'm not going to put up with someone else's raggedy BS, you know, like want a partner that meets you at where you're at. And so if we can leave behind those old behaviors and belief systems, then we reach this level of like, I'm whole and you're whole and let's co-create together.
That's really powerful. That's true. I had, you know, when I asked the question, I wasn't thinking of that, but when you were talking, I remembered that, you know, I've always been fascinated with the narcissist. I mean, I don't know why, but I've read a lot of books, narcissistic people and whatever. And one of the things I discovered is that a narcissist can actually find someone to find their victims. And they find their victims by the, you know, someone in this broken that that they can go in and what the, you know, narcissists do is that they control them and they do all that type of stuff. So I definitely know. And then of course we know that you know, and I'm talking from the women point of view. I don't know about the men, but the women, you know, going patterns that you're talking about, you know, they will be attracting someone that abuses them, and they'll go in and out of abusive relationships all the time because, you know, they're attracting not necessarily someone that's broken, but they're attracting people that can pinpoint that they are someone that can be used and abused and that kind of thing. That way you're
exactly what the dynamic that you're speaking of is, and I like to use the word unhealed, because I think that broken sometimes can feel really limiting and debilitating, but like that dynamic that you're talking about is the unhealed empath and the narcissist, right? So there's certain characteristics that somebody who is looking to manipulate, somebody who is looking to control, someone that is looking to abuse needs to have someone who feels that that dynamic is normal. Yeah, sign me up. If a narcissist came across somebody who was in their worth, in their power, knew boundaries, knew how to speak up for themselves, they tell them to hit the bricks faster than their head could spin, and they'd only see the back of their head. So the key is we can't change the narcissist, right? The key is to heal that unhealed the unhealed empath that would tolerate that behavior and be attracted to it, because oftentimes things that were normalized in our childhood, even if they're unhealthy, they feel familiar, they feel safe. So we unconsciously run towards it thinking, I can change them. This time it'll be different. And so that's where that unhealthy dynamic comes of changing your partner, or, you know, taking on somebody who is a fixer upper, so to speak, and or somebody who is looking to abuse and manipulate.
So that's good. And one of the things when I was reading from your bio, you were talking about self-love. So I'm pretty sure self-love fits in there, because when you love yourself, you maybe do the work to become healed, number one, which is, you know, how you, you know, you transitioned, but also you don't let anyone abuse you, because you know your worth, you know your value and things like that. So that's great. All right. So do you only work with couples, and what does a typical session look like? You know, we've been talking a bit about, you know, how you use, you know, the Reiki master to help, you know, I'm assuming women and men, unblock from past traumas and things like that. So tell us about your work, what you do, and what a typical session looks like.
Absolutely. Yes. I work with both men and men and women, singles and couples. I work with anybody who is desiring to fix whatever kind of relationship they're in, whether that's heteronormative, whether that's homosexual, like anything under the sun. If you have a desire to fix and heal and upgrade the way that you're showing up in your relationships, you're my kind of person. Oftentimes, one of the things I'm really good at is helping single people who are, or people out of divorce or out of a relationship who are having a hard time letting go. I help couples to heal. That's what Relationship Reset is, the program that I am working with right now. It's designed for people in relationship who are committed. They know that this is a person that they want to have a future with and work things out with, but are feeling maybe there's blocks in their communication, or there's things that are kind of bubbling to the surface after kind of the honeymoon phase wears off, where you're mirroring some unhealthy dynamics back and forth through each other, and just get to a place of being able to show up within in that relationship feeling really supported and aligned, and really clear about what your future feels like together.
All right. So again, we're going back to, let's talk about, the relationship reset. You're talking about, you know, that's the topic of our conversation today, spiritual therapy for couples. So when you were talking, I remember my pastor years ago telling me that someone would come into him. He was given an example, and he would say, a man would come into him and say, I no longer love my wife. And he would say, go home and love your wife, because it's a choice. When you were talking, I just remembered that somehow. But anyway, so what you're saying is you're in a relationship, you know, things are going down the drain. You know, you might think that leaving and going to someone else is the best way to do it, but there's ways that you can work to reset it And one of the ways is to find out how you're showing up or what your blockage is, or, you know, you people say they bring baggage from relationships. So how do you work? Let's stick with this for a minute. How do you work with a couple's with a relationship reset?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that as we know that men and women have very different, they appear to be very different needs, or the way that they go about getting those things, right? I'm sure you've probably heard that men receive love in the form of respect, right? Mm-hmm. Or, and like women receive it sometimes in the form of like physical touch and being nurtured and things like that. So, and of course we've all heard of different love languages. So there's all these various ways that we perceive and receive love. And I think when we are not able to see things from someone else's perspective because of our own, you know, hangups, or maybe there's things that have happened to us in the past, or maybe even in this current relationship that make it difficult to kind of extend that level of grace to somebody. I do believe that oftentimes I think there's a really easy cop out, which is like, oh, they're doing this, or it's really easy to kind of point the finger at what somebody else is or isn't doing, when in actuality, I kind of come from this belief system, and this is, you know, how I show up in my relationship, is that it takes two people to make a relationship, and it takes two people to break a relationship. Maybe there's some infidelity, or maybe there's some form of trust that's been broken. It's not just all on that one person. It's two people who are co-creating something. So if we want to fix it, mm-hmm. we, you know, each person has to kind of show up and take accountability for how they can best support the healthy dynamic of the relationship. And I think when you were saying is, well, maybe I want to leave the relationship and go somewhere else. I mean, if you're anything like me or a lot of my clients, you know, you can leave this relationship, but unless you fix it and work on it, 99% of the time, the same issues are going to show up in the next relationship.
Yeah. As a coach, I have a saying that, you take everything with you because you are showing up. You don't leave anything behind because, you know, it's you. And then you're showing up this exact same way, right? Okay.
Mm. Yeah. How we do one thing is usually how we do everything.
Right. Yes.
You know, we're the common denominator of our lives. And so I really help couples to get clear on the things that aren't working and really help them. Oftentimes, you know, there's some common themes that come up. It's vulnerability, it's intimacy, it's trust, you know, the foundations of a healthy relationship. So where those are really big themes, right? So experientially, in all these little ways, you know, it's these little things in our everyday life that are building trust, that are building intimacy. So oftentimes this is what we see when couples who aren't kind of doing the cleanup work along their relationship consistently, that's how people lose intimacy. It's how the separation is created. You hear this all the time. Well, it's my roommate. I feel like we have a child together, but we're just roommates. We actually don't spend that time to connect. And so that's what relationship reset is all about, is if you feel that, you know, this is somebody, it used to be good, or you still think that there's a commitment there. You do want to be with each other, but things cannot continue. You know, the trajectory that you're on is heading you in a path where, you know, as we see, there's a very high divorce rate. So something's going on in the way that we've been taught to show up in relationships, a very disposable society that isn't working for us as humans.
right. It's true. Yeah. I always, boy, we're having a lot of tweetable moments here, but one of the things I always say is, you know, and I started doing some relationship coaching myself. And I remember, you know, talking to my last client, and I said to her, you know, people think that the grass is greener on the other side, but the grass is greener where you water it. So I got that from somebody, and it's so beautiful, is that, yeah, it takes work right here to fix the relationship or a relationship reset, but you're not willing to do the work. So you're going to leave it and go to another relationship, but then something else might be the problem. You know, I'm also a fan of the 80-20 rule, that you are never going to get 100%. There's always going to be something that's missing, right? And then, you know, you're going to go and you look for, you know, let's say trust, right? You pick the big one. The trust is gone, infidelity or something, right? So the next relationship you go into, you're going to make sure that you think you can trust that person, which you can never really do, but you're going to look for that, right? But you look for that and you get it. And then what happened? There's something else that's missing.
right?
So yes, it's better to work on, like water the grass, right? You know, water that grass, do the work. And, you know, there are certain times that the other person is not willing, because, like, you know, as you were talking, you know, both people have to be willing to do the work. And if, you know, one person is not, then it probably will go down to that trajectory. But if both people are willing to do the work, I believe, you know, all relationships can be saved.
Absolutely. And I just think that it's such a beautiful process for showing up for yourself, which is what I individually, yes, I'm helping couples, but I'm each individually helping the person. How can I show up as a better version of myself in this? And you brought up trust, right? Maybe there is infidelity in the relationship. If you didn't take the time to really heal your own trust issues, what we see is then in the next relationship, you know, then you're creating something where there isn't something, and you're punishing the next person for the past person's mistakes. Yep. And so it's this really vicious kind of like snowball effect. Yeah. And so that's what
And then that person is going to react. Great. And then you're going to have problems because they're wondering, why don't you trust me? I haven't done any reason. But yeah, that's the baggage and all the things that we bring into relationships. So that's amazing. I'm loving our conversation. Awesome. Awesome. All right. So I understand that you have a coaching program. I think we've been talking about it, Relationship Reset. So can you tell us about your coaching program? Obviously, we know now that's for singles, you know, couples, male and female. So, tell us about your coaching program. How can listeners connect with you and sign up for your coaching program?
Absolutely. So the Relationship Reset right now is a group coaching program. Where I am taking people through these foundations of, you know, these really important baseline, I believe, characteristics of what is involved in a healthy dynamic, in a healthy relationship, like we said, whether that's intimacy, whether that's trust, whether that's healthy communication, and helping each of them pull back the layers to see where maybe that they've got some stuff from the past that is preventing them from having really effective communication or, you know, feeling safe to really open up and have intimacy. It's a bi-weekly group program where I will go over the fundamentals, the foundations. And then there's also one-on-one time with me to be able to go a little bit deeper. This is how this is really coming up for me in my life. These are the things that I'm struggling with. We didn't get a chance to talk about what a one-on-one session with me looks like. So this would probably be a good time to explain that. So you've kind of got this group setting where you're getting different homework assignments or different exercises to do with your person. And then there's the one-on-one portion where a typical hour-long session with me looks like the first portion is, okay, let's dive in. Let's get clear what's coming up, kind of like traditional talk therapy. And then now it's time after I can identify what's not working. Now it's time to reprogram that subconscious mind, right? Reprogram our belief system. As we know, 90% of our thoughts and behaviors are subconscious.
Yeah.
We're just doing them out of repetition and we're not even sure why it's happening, but you know, it's the way that we're programmed. And so I drop people.
And the crazy thing about it is that we're programmed, you know, before the age of 7.
So a lot of my work is helping people to drop down into those deeper parts of themselves that, you know, between our daily life and work and cell phones and laptops, our brains are not wired to learn how to drop down in anymore. And so I teach people really how to unlock that. And I drop them into a Reiki session where they are meditating, right? You're completely relaxed. I might walk them through a visualization to help them go deeper. That's where my NLP, subconscious mind meditation certification comes in, to help them kind of unlock and start to see things from a different perspective. And then once they can, from a understanding on their own, kind of zero in on that and like connect, then the Reiki session kind of starts, and I'm able to help them move the emotional blockages that are keeping them stuck. And then, you know, like I said, then I bring them out and they're like, wow, that was crazy. I got connected to a time in my childhood where my dad, you know, my mom were fighting, and I didn't realize that this, I haven't thought about this in 30 years, you know, and they realize, oh, this is where this is coming from. And as soon as we can create an awareness around it and then have a different perspective around it, that's when the shift happens. That's when the change of belief, that we can actually start to experience things differently, because we're no longer hung up as this little version of ourselves that's scared or hurt or afraid to speak up, you know, those types of things.
Yeah. Well, listen, clarity is one of the most important things in any coaching session, whether it's coaching, whether it's your sessions, whether it's even when you go into a therapist, even with ego, they're saying as soon as you identify, you know, it goes. Just putting a shining the light on it, you know? So that's great. So that's awesome. All right. So where can they find you? You know, tell us about your website and how they sign up and your social media handles.
Absolutely. So to go check out and learn all about my different offerings, whether it's Relationship Reset, whether it's my other programs that are downloadable, you can go to my website, briannacollette.com. That has all of the information on all the ways that you can connect with me. My Instagram handle is at Brianna Collette. Okay. And yeah, so I welcome anybody who's looking for more information or feels like this resonates, happy to, you know, get connected with you, jump on a call. I love to connect with people and, see how I can support them the best way that I do.
Well, excellent. Well, you do good work, because a lot of people are stuck in, you know, whether it's negative emotions, whether it's past trauma, whether it's, you know, bad relationships that they, you know, they can't seem to forgive or something like that. So you do good work, because, you know, whether we're talking about, you know, couples, but relationships are the most fundamental thing about life. They're saying that 85% of our happiness comes from relationships. So, you know, relationships with couples, relationships with your children, relationships, period, you know, friends and all that. So, you know, finding out how you show up and what are your blockages are, and it's great that, you know, we've got now the tools that with the Reiki energy to help move that around and to help you heal. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So awesome conversation. I hope that, people run out and try to connect with you, you know, try to live their best lives now, yeah. which is why I do what I do here, you know, help them to transform their minds and live their best lives now. So that's great. All right. Well, for our new listeners and our old listeners, you know that I would have a transcript of my conversation with Brianna on the show page, which is blog.myhelps.us. And I will also have a link to her website there. So you could just head over there and I would have a link and a transcript of her conversation, and even, you know, our social media links. When the show becomes live, Brianna, I will tag you so that you will see the episode there. All right. Well, we're almost fresh out of time. This has been a great conversation, Brianna. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Before we wrap up, any last words?
Just remember that the relationship you have with yourself is the most important one, and from there, everything else flows, and you are deserving of all of the love that you can imagine. So go forth and remember that forever. You are so deserving.
It's very true. That's very true. Self-love. Yes. All starts there. It all starts there, right? You gotta love yourself. In fact, you have to, you know, there's a saying as well that you can't give away what you don't have. So the first thing you got to do is love yourself before you can love
others. Exactly.
So that's amazing. All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you so much for tuning in to Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life. I hope you were inspired by the conversation today, Brianna, which you might even, you know, have some aha moments to recognize that maybe one of the reasons that you haven't found your soulmate, we didn't spend a lot of time on that, but one of the reasons you haven't found your soulmate is because you're carrying around some blockage. So free yourself, you know, and so that you will open the channels to having the right person, man or woman, come along. So thanks again for tuning in. Thank you, Brianna, for your wisdom and, you know, information on, you know, how we can, you know, improve our lives, you know, and get rid of trauma and past blockage. So thank you very much. So until next time, namaste.